Blog Talk Radio.
Before the show even started, I guess that means that this is going to be a little bit crazy. I'm Lisa. I also go by Spiritually Guided Truths. You can reach me at spirituallyguidedtruths.com. You can email me at spirituallyguidedtruths@yahoo.com, or you can also reach me at Facebook under the same name. I do not take email requests for readings. I do readings by phone or in person, but you can certainly go to my website and take a look, and you're able to, if you have any questions, you feel free to contact me. Like I said, the switchboard is full. It was full before I even started the show. So that kind of tells me that I better get a move on. But before I do that, I do have to address something that I needed to address. First off, shout out to my girls that are in the chat room. I have some wonderful friends. I want to say thank you to them. My life the last few weeks has been a little bit crazy, and they are well aware of what crazy is for me. My life does tend to be a little bit strange. And for the last few weeks, for some reason, Spirit does not feel that I should be able to sleep or be allowed to sleep. They feel that they should wake me up at approximately 1:30 in the morning every single day. So I am on lack of sleep right now because I was up from 1:30 to 4. And then when I did fall back to sleep, they thought that they'd give me some vivid dreams, which make me not rested. And then my lovely friend Rebecca, not remembering that she's an hour ahead of me where she lives, thought that she would call me at 5:30 a.m. just because she is showered and dressed and in her car and happily on her way to work. So I'm a little tired and I'm running on empty, and I actually have an in-person reading to do after the show. So I'm going to do the best I can with taking callers, but I wanted to put a shout out to my girlfriends and my mother, who truthfully, if in these last few weeks I did not have them, I don't know, maybe I'd be institutionalized by now. So thank you, ladies. And I know Cherubs is not in here yet. That's my friend Lisa. She's my bestie, and she is probably chasing her 4-year-old son around, who has more energy than all of us put together. So when she hears this, when she replays it, she will get my thank you. I love you all very much. I truly don't know what I would do without you, and wanted to make sure that you all knew that. All right, first, I guess I'm going to cover this really quickly because it's what Spirit told me this morning to cover. So I'm going to cover it quickly, and then I will get to the callers. People seem to have some confusion right now, and a lot of questions that I've been getting are about prayer. People seem to be confused about prayer. Obviously, everybody has a different opinion on it and a different feeling on it, and that's fine. But since people are asking me, and, well, this is my show, I'm going to go ahead and give you my view on it. People seem to think that you have to know exact names of angels, you have to know exact names of spirits, and you have to be able to see them clearly, hear them clearly, and what have you, in order to pray. That is not my experience. That is not how I feel about it at all. To pray, you just basically need to speak from your heart and speak your truth. Where people get confused is that they say, well, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and it didn't happen. Spirit doesn't listen to me. Spirit doesn't care. Spirit's punishing me. Whatever the list of reasons or feelings that you might have about prayer are, it is not true. Spirit will bring you what you need. What we need and what we want are not always the same thing, and that's where people get confused. So pray to whomever or whatever your heart resonates with the strongest, because the stronger that vibration and the stronger that belief in prayer, the more effective it will be. Not only for you, but that Spirit will hear it, because they'll hear that vibration. They'll feel that vibration. As the holidays are coming and you're missing your loved ones, people who have already passed over in a better place or have gone back home, however you want to word it, remember that as we think of them and we think of them with kind thoughts and we think of them as good memories, even though we might have some sadness, try not to hold on to the sadness, because those thoughts, those prayers, those vibrations alone and those memories alone that we think of bring them into us, and it brings them into an allowing of knowing how we feel about them and what we think. And you don't have to worry about your exact wording. You don't have to worry that you've said something exactly how it's supposed to be. Do the best you can. Say it with your heart, and Spirit will always hear you, because what they truly hear is they hear your intent. They hear what you mean and what you feel. So there is no special way. I've talked about this on shows before, and I will say it again. There are many books out there that say things like, if you want to reach this archangel or that archangel or this saint or whatever the case may be, depending on the book that you're reading, you need to say this prayer exactly like this. I have done it before and I will do it again. That is complete hogwash. It may be a suggestion if that's something that resonates to you. It may be something that you go, oh, I like how that that reads, so I'm going to read it. But I just absolutely, positively refuse to believe that of all the billions and billions of people in the world, that anybody who did not read that book and did not say exactly that prayer will not be helped or heard by spirit. So don't get fooled. Don't get sucked in. You know, yes, read them. See what resonates with you. See what works with you. But do not allow anybody to ever tell you that they have the way or the only way in order to connect with spirit, because that is just not true. Spirit connects with you through your heart, through your vibration, and through your truth. So as long as you always remain in that, spirit will always hear you. The ego getting involved, being frustrated, thinking that you feeling that they did not answer you or they did not hear you because you did not get what you want. The truth is you didn't get what you wanted, but you always seem to get what you need. Sometimes it takes some of us in hindsight to realize that that's exactly what it is. So I don't know. I hope that covered it at least enough, because I'm grateful that these callers sat on this line before the show even started, and I do want to get to them. But I was told that that was something that needed to be covered this morning. So I wanted to take the time to cover that. I'm going to take the callers. I'm going to do the best that I can. I cannot really extend the show much this morning because I do have an in-person reading to do not too long after the show, and then my day goes a little bit crazy with lots to do and people coming here. So I'm going to get the first caller started, and then I will probably take a short break, and then I will come back and get to the rest of the callers. So the first caller, who's been waiting in so patiently for 27 minutes, is area code 336. Hi, area code 336. This is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. My name is Dee. How are you doing?
I'm sorry, your name is what, sweetheart? Dee. Dee. Okay, hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hi. Well, my question is what the spirit leads you to tell me about some things with my spiritual journey here and
it's funny because as soon as you said that, I saw like a path with a bunch of rocks in it, like that you, like you're able to walk down it, but you trip and stumble, like you stub your toe. I don't feel like there's anything major, but you stub your toe a lot. Go ahead.
Right. Yes, and on the spiritual journey now, and I've been just praying for some things to, through the spirit, and my mother that's on the other side, she helps me a lot. Comes in my dream, you know, and but I'm just asking right now for a partner, spiritual partner in my life and my finances to get better so I can move on with hopefully my own business. And, you know, I don't know, just whatever the spirit leads you to do, to say.
When you say that, I actually see packages in front of me. I don't know what kind of business that you're starting, but I see packages, literally packages, wrapped packages. I do feel like somebody's going to come in for you around the holidays because they're Christmas wrapped. That's going to help with this. I hate to tell you this. I don't feel like that there's a partner coming in necessarily as quickly as the business is getting started or your that mode is getting started, because what they're saying is that you would become very absorbed in the relationship and kind of forget about the details and how much work it's going to be to get your business started. You need to start that first, although I don't feel like you're doing it on your own. Do you have somebody else who's considering doing this venture with you?
Yes.
Okay, so I do feel like there's a second person. Here's kind of how I see it, is that there's you and there's another person that actually run the business, and then there's a third person that's possibly a financial assistance. Does that make sense for you?
Yes.
Okay. That will flow. Why it's coming in showing me it as Christmas packages, honestly, I don't know. I always offer to make up some really cool story if you'd like one, but I honestly don't know why it's coming in showing me with a Christmas packages. In that essence, what type of business is this? Is this some kind of a gift business?
No, not exactly. It's way up. So it's kind of like helping people. That's what I do now. And I work with people with disabilities and children and adults. So kind of in.
Then they may be showing me the Christmas packages as far as the timing. You may be finding out right around Christmas time how this is going to start working, or you may be getting your steps. Because I honestly don't know why I'm seeing the Christmas packages. I'm just being honest that that's what I'm seeing. But I do feel like there's going to be a partner who's going to be helping you in the physical venture. But there's an outside third party that may be helping you as far as financial. They're not going to have a lot of input as far as what's going on, but they're kind of trying to say, okay, well, here's the check you need.
Right. Okay.
Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, that makes sense, and that should help me with my finances.
I don't see a partnership relationship, and I hate to say this to you, and if you knew my life, you'd understand, but I hate to say this to you, but I don't see it until sometime between March and June, depending on the flow and what you do with these other things first.
Okay.
You need to kind of get this moving first. So are you one of those people that gets really absorbed in people? And I'm not criticizing because I am. So are you one of those people that gets really absorbed in the relationship?
I used to. I don't think I am now.
Okay. Have you had one since you said, since you felt that you don't anymore?
Oh, I hadn't been in a relationship in some years now.
Okay.
Not a serious relationship.
Okay. And that's okay. That's okay because it's giving you time to do what you need to do. But I don't see that happening until sometime, and I don't know why it's such a long distance or separated distance, but June to March. But you need to focus on this first. Or excuse me, March to June. See, I'm so tired. Honestly, I have like no sleep.
Okay.
March. But you need to focus on this first. I would look forward to sometime around Christmas time. Because I did see the packages, getting some kind of idea of exactly what steps you need to start taking. And I kind of feel like that as soon as you get that idea, you need to not sit on it.
All right.
You need to kind of go with it and get motivated with it and just start flowing with it. Set the fears aside, set everything that makes you nervous aside, and stop. Like don't let your head spin with the what ifs and why I can't and those types of things. Just once you get signed from spirit, here it is. This is what we're trying to show you. This is your opportunity. Just take it and run.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Dan.
All right. It was nice talking to you. Have a great holiday. I hope it all turns out beautifully for you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Mute. Okay. Let's see. Hi, everybody in the chat room. Yeah, I don't know where Cherubs is, but that's okay. She's going to hear. Is the echo gone? I don't know what to do about the echo, girls. They're saying that there's an echo on the line, and I don't exactly know what I can do about it. I'll mess with the volume a little bit. Let me know if it gets any better. That's all I can do, I guess. I don't know what else to do. Let me know if that echo gets any better. All right. Hang on. We're going to take the next caller, and then I'll take that break. We are going to go to area code 516. Hi, 516. You're on the air with Lisa. How are you?
You're not echoing anymore, just to let you know.
Thank you. I don't know what was going on. I kind of played with the volume a little bit, so hopefully that helped.
Yeah. So my name's Randy, and I just would like to know what my next move is career-wise. Am I going in the right direction? When am I going to see some movement?
Did you get an opportunity? And I'm sorry, what was your name again? Did you say Randy?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Randy. I'm sorry.
Hi.
Like I said, I truly not joking about how tired I am, so I apologize for any mishaps.
Sorry.
It's not your fault. It's just the way it is. I almost feel like you actually did kind of get offered an opportunity, but when you looked at it, you went, ugh, I don't really think that that's the right one for me. And now you're kind of looking for something bigger, better.
Well, what happened is I have a job. I have a job. But
right.
It's like... They told me it was part-time, but it's only as needed. And they don't call me. And even if I get called, I get paid. There's so much work, and you get paid pretty much not that much.
Okay.
So it's not – I don't know if that's what you're talking about, but that's maybe what you're saying.
They just said that they kind of – like you offered an opportunity, and now you kind of just – it's not fitting or it's not right for you was just kind of the feeling that I got. So that makes sense, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Part of my question, I guess, is I almost feel like you're looking in the wrong field or the wrong thing. So So what that would tell me is, is it a possibility that you actually are looking for work in something that you're experienced with, because that's obviously, you know, people pay us for our experience, but you actually resonate to something completely different?
Well, I am a social worker and I'm a life coach. So I've been pursuing my life coaching. But I'm looking
for employment.
But you
can actually get a position doing the social working. Right, but that's not what resonates for you. That's what I just, that's what I said, sweetheart.
Yeah.
The social, right, because social work is what would pay you, because that's where your experience is. But the life coaching is kind of where your heart is, or what resonates with you.
Correct.
Okay, the reason that they're saying that is because you're kind of not pursuing your heart, and that's where you're struggling with. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with taking a social work job, but know that if you do that and just remain within it, you will always have this feeling.
Yeah, and I'm not even getting offered anything. And I do, I am pursuing my life coaching. I have a meetup. I did a workshop last month. I'm also like doing networking kind of thing. So I am pursuing that, but it's not, I'm not right now, I'm not, you know, thriving in it. So it's,
well,
you
because
know,
I almost feel
that
like
will,
you're missing
eventually.
Something. Like there's a glitch. There's a part of you where there's some kind of step to it missing. And I don't necessarily mean physically as much as I mean mentally.
Yeah.
Like there's some kind of a detachment almost to it. And I'm not saying you're doing anything intentionally wrong or that there's anything wrong with your energy. I'm just saying that I feel like there's something missing. There's a part of it missing. And I don't want to place it because I really, I don't know. Like I told the other caller, I'd be happy to make up something really cool if you really wanted me to, but I really don't know. But it's almost like there's a part of you missing in it.
I think
it's
spiritual,
frustration that
the
it's not
spiritual
going as
piece, maybe.
Okay. So you need to clear, my recommendation is for this, is that you go deep inside and ask them. Because I almost feel like they're jumping up and down wanting to tell you, but you're, I guess I'll say dead set on kind of a focus and a goal and a this is the way we need to do it and this is the way we need to do it, and that you kind of can't hear them and like they're jumping up and down going, but wait, you forgot this piece. And they're trying to tell you, but you can't quiet. And it's kind of mixed up with anxiety and kind of mixed up that you're a very determined person. And in that determination, you remain in the, this is going to be, you're one of those people who says, I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to look at this for the positive, and I'm not going to see the crap in this because I'm going to manifest. I'm going to do. And with all due respect, and I hope you take this the right way, you're doing that too much. It's kind of funny because I just did a show on this last week. It's okay to get mad. And it's okay to get frustrated. And it's okay to stomp your feet. And it's okay to feel sorry for yourself. It's okay because those are real emotions that you have to release. The part that's not okay in that is remaining there. So I almost feel like you are so positive. So it's not a criticism. Please don't take it as one. You are so positive and you are so gung-ho and you are so moved forward and you are just, you're a worker. You are a worker bee. You will do nonstop. But you're so focused on that I need to stay in the positive because I need to manifest thing that you're not allowing your true emotions of frustration and sadness, and they're adding the word semi-desperation, and they did put semi in front of it, to slow you down and quiet you down enough to refocus you. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes. It
so
makes sense.
It is okay to let those emotions out, those frustrating emotions out. And like I said, I really did just do a show on this last week because I believe in the whole keep it positive thing. Totally do. No joke. Absolutely believe in it. But there comes a point when, in doing that, we bury how we really feel. And so sometimes how we really feel is ticked off. And sometimes how we really feel is sorry for ourselves. And sometimes how we really feel is sad. Those are real emotions. They carry a real vibration. It doesn't make that vibration bad. So it's okay to feel it, and it's okay to allow yourself to feel it. The difficult part is, or the struggle comes in, when that happens and you stay there. Do you see the difference?
But how do I not stay here? That's the problem, because I'm not seeing results. Yeah.
Right, because while you're trying to get there, and you're feeling all these things, you're going, no, I'm going to stay positive. Nope, I'm not going to let this get to me. No. And you are just pushing yourself to stay in that positive vibration. And I commend you for trying. But you almost need to stop and let out all this anger and frustration, because you're like, I am busting my butt. I am doing the right thing. I am good to everybody. I am working hard. I am staying positive. And where the hell are my results? That's a real emotion. And this is a true thing that I've taught in my classes before, and I'm going to tell you to do it right now. This will be the most, you will think I'm crazy. Please know that I'm well aware, okay? But this will be something that I promise you, you will find to be incredibly relieving. And I want you to promise me that you'll try it, even though it sounds nuts. Just promise me. It'll take you 10 minutes.
I promise.
When we hang up, or whenever you have time for this, okay, I want you to go in your bedroom, and I want you to take your pillow, and I want you to beat the hell out of your bed and scream everything you're truly feeling that isn't necessarily have to be positive. And I want you to just keep doing it, and I want you to get it all out of your system. Just get it all out. Absolutely, positively, every speck of it. You do not have to watch your wording. You do not have to worry about cussing. You don't have to worry about anything. I want you to just literally take the time to take that pillow and beat the crap out of your mattress, yelling everything you really feel in this moment, whether it is positive or not. And just do it.
Okay.
And then when you're done, you're actually going to feel an energy release, and you're actually going to feel relieved. And then all you need to do is say, thank you for allowing me to release that. It was really holding me back. Please clear all that energy I just sent out and help to show me and guide me my new way. And then flow with whatever comes.
Okay.
I am well aware of how nuts that sounds. I am truly well aware of how nuts that sounds. People have laughed at me over the years for recommending that. And then 9 times out of 10, at some point they'll come back to me and go, you know, I really did that and I really felt better, and it was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
The emotions
you
that
said
you're
was correct.
Feeling, well, the emotions that you're feeling aren't negative, they're real. And they cause a real buildup in your system. This is one of my big beliefs of why so many people, especially people who feel they are enlightened, and I'm not saying you are or you're not, I'm just making a comment, because they bury all this energy. Because we're taught, be positive, stay positive, smile, always be happy. Because if you're not happy at every moment, you're sending out bad things, and then bad things will come back to you. Truthfully,
right.
And I'll probably get some ugly emails about this, I say that's all crap. Because if it wasn't okay to feel it, we wouldn't feel it so easily. The key is, do not remain in it, but allow yourself to be in it. Just don't stay there.
Okay.
And when all those energies build up for me, why do I recommend that people do that? Because there was a time in my life when my entire life was crashing down around me. And I mean, if I had time to explain it, I cannot tell you what I mean by literally my entire life was crashing down around me. And I was the same way. I read for people. I help people. I talk to the dead people for people. And I make them feel better. And people tell me I make them feel better. And how dare you crash my life around me? And I was angry. But stay positive, because if you don't stay positive, you won't stay in the happy vortex where everything wonderful comes. And I made myself insane. And one day, I was so mad and I was so fed up that I said, I don't care what you do to me. It can't be worse than what's happening. And I had so much energy pent up in me that I did that. I grabbed my pillow and I just started whomping my bed so hard. And I beat it and I beat it and I beat it until I literally almost could not breathe. And I was screaming and I was cussing. And I was just absolutely letting everything out that I had smiled about but really didn't feel. And when I was all done and I was out of breath and I was done crying and I was done cussing and I sat down, I "Do you feel better now? Now can you listen?"
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, sweetheart.
Yes.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, I am going to get to the next caller. Going to pop a quick song on real quick just so I can get something to drink here because in my tired, I also have allergies and they're kind of kicking my butt. And I absolutely thank you, Becca, in the chat room who got me addicted to J.J. Heller. We're going to play a J.J. Heller song, and I'll be back in just about, from what it says, 3 minutes.
You. Make sure the kitchen's clean, then we turn out the light. Raindrops on the window, we're on the couch. Fire in the fireplace, best seat in the house. When God made you, He already knew that we were meant to be. With love.
Girlfriends in there who are being funny. If you ever, just to kind of throw that out there, anybody who's listening, I have so many more callers listening on the switchboard than I do in the chat room. If you ever want to join our chat room, you just need to go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can set up a free account with a screen name, and you can join the chat rooms and talk with these people. The people who join my chat room are always funny. I do keep my chat room clean, and I do monitor it. So if that's a concern as far as being online, I know that that's a concern to some people as far as being online. I monitor my chat room, and if my switchboard gets to the point that I can't monitor it, I have one of my girlfriends call in, and they monitor it for me. I have no qualms with booting people out of the chat room who don't keep it clean and friendly and fun. But for the most part, the majority of the people who come in are so much fun. So if you're listening in and you don't know how to do that, again, go to Blog Talk Radio, and it is free. Set up an account there. You can create your own screen name. There's lots of shows on the air. You can also set up to where you even get email reminders for when shows are. Bringing that up, there is a possibility that the show time and date may be changing. There's some things up in the air that I should know about next week. It may cause me not to be available on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., so that would be a way to follow that, that or through my Facebook. If you want to be made aware of any changes in the show time and it's not something that joining Blog Talk isn't something that you want to do, please just give me an email, throw me an email at spirituallyguidedtruths@yahoo.com, and I'll be sure to email out a list of changes in times. I am going to add an evening show. I know I'm going to do the Sunday night show, and I'm not sure about what night during the week I'm going to do it. I'm thinking if I have to stop the Wednesday morning show, I'm probably going to do Wednesday evening around 7 to 8 p.m. So we'll kind of see how that goes, but just a heads up about that. Okay, I'm going to take the next caller, which is area code 727. Hi, 727. You're on the air with Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for taking my call and for showing up.
And what's your name?
Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Doing great, Lisa. And I hope you get some sleep soon.
Me too. But Spirit says no. It's actually kind of comical now. Because I even went to bed early last night. I fell asleep at 9 p.m. last night. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to get a whole night's sleep. Spirit, leave me alone, and I'm going to sleep. And 1:30 this morning, I'm like, seriously? I don't know what it is. It's not common. I used to have a rule that if it was not, like, life or death and I could do something about it, do not wake me up. And it worked for years and years and years. And now all of a sudden they're like, oh, that's cute. No, we don't care. We're waking you up anyway. So almost every single night for the last 2 weeks, there's a couple nights that I get to slide by, but for the most part, almost every single night for the last 2 weeks, 1:30 in the morning, here we are. And then I'm awake, so I can't fall back to sleep, and I usually don't fall back to sleep till like 4:30, and then I have to be up and kind of moving between 6 and 6:30 usually. So it's nuts, and I'll be fine. Because of the work I used to do, I used to run an animal emergency clinic, so I'm kind of used to like forcing myself to go without sleep, because sometimes we did 24, 36-hour shifts. So I'm kind of used to it, but I'm not doing that anymore. So I would actually enjoy, you know, maybe, a whole night's sleep. We'll see. And I have big bags under my eyes, so you can just picture that. Those pictures that are on my promo on Blog Talk don't exactly look like me today. So what can I do for you, sweetheart? What's your question?
Oh, goodness. I have something real quick that came to me. It may or may not be applicable. What I got, Lisa, is intercessory prayer.
I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
What I got as you were speaking is intercessory prayer.
I don't even know what that means.
That means praying for others, praying for the world at large, praying for healing.
Okay.
Yep,
okay, because I've never heard that term before, so my apologies.
No worries.
Absolutely, and we should.
You're being awakened to do some intercessory prayer, and as soon as you do that, they'll let you go back to sleep.
Right. No, I'm well aware. I thank you, and I'm well aware. But I have a lot going on in my life right now, and what they've told me as I complain and I whine is basically during the day my head is spinning all day long, and kind of the Cliff Notes version is, Lisa, if you would shut up during the day, we wouldn't have to wake you from sleep.
Aww.
So it's okay, and it's my own fault, and as soon as I am able to calm my own mind because of what's happening personally that's kind of making my head spin regularly, as soon as I'm able to calm my own mind, they will stop. So I'll get to it. But thank you for that. Yeah.
You're so welcome.
Did you have a specific question?
What do you see coming up for the next 6 weeks?
I don't do that.
I
probably came out rude, and I apologize. So I'm crying. Here's why I don't do that. Here's why I don't do that. Do I sometimes get some predictions for the future? Yes, I do. Within a reading, sometimes they'll show me some things that might be coming up. I actually have a request in that's not something I'm comfortable with, and here's the reason why. I had in the beginning of learning that I was going to be doing this, I used to get everything and anything. And what I learned was, is that for me, and what I feel comfortable with, and what I feel comfortable attaching my energy to, is when you do too much of that, you actually can change somebody's path. And because we all do have free will, regardless. And some of us are more stubborn than others, so our free will is, you know, really troublesome sometimes. And so I had this man, and this is what made me stop kind of asking for anything predictory. I had this man who would call me, and he called me once, and he said, I've been looking for a job. When will I be finding a job? And I saw the change of leaves on the trees. So my answer was, in the fall. I see that something will be coming in the fall. Mm-hmm. And what would happen, what I discovered, is for the next 6 or 7 weeks, he called me every single week and asked me the same question. And then he sent me a very ugly email, because by week 7, do you know what my answer was? When you get off your recliner and quit asking me and go look for it. What happens is people will go, oh, well, she said this is going to happen in the future, so therefore it will. But what can happen in that is all the steps that you were guided to take to get there, you go, well, I don't have to. She said it's going to happen.
No.
I've seen it happen too much. So there's a long-winded, because I'm always long-winded, there's a long-winded answer to your question. I don't do predictory. If you have something specific, why every time I'm talking to you, do you have an animal in your house, a dog in your house?
I do not. Oh, I thought you meant making sounds. Yes, I have a little...
Because they're bringing up your dog. As soon as you started talking, they're bringing up your dog. Is there some kind of question about your dog?
Not really.
Okay. Then I guess part of my answer to your question is keep an eye on your dog. Your dog's trying to tell you something. Because as soon as you started talking and even told me your name, I was kind of like picking up your dog.
Okay.
So did you have something specific you want to answer or ask since I kind of like blew the whole lecture out of the water about the predictions?
It's fine. No worries. the lesson or the focus for the travel from the 14th to the 21st of this month?
I feel like it's not going to go super smoothly. I hate to say that because it sounds so bad. I feel like there's going to be a little bit, or you might kind of get laid over somewhere that you weren't expecting, or something's going to keep you somewhere an extra day or something that you weren't expecting, and it's going to frustrate you, but there's a reason. Like afterwards, you're going to go, oh, I'm so glad that happened.
Oh, I'm very smooth with things like that. I'm always open to there's a reason for this. So.
Right, because there's something that's going to postpone you in some way by like a day. But after it happens, you're going to go, oh, that was so great, thank you. Like it's not going to be anything that causes any kind of major turmoil. And I kind of almost feel like you're going to run into somebody you weren't expecting to run into.
Okay.
Maybe somebody from your past. And even more so, okay, I'm going to really venture out here and say it might, like, be something weird, like a girlfriend from high school or, like, somebody you haven't seen in a long time that was like that with you. Like, you're going to run into somebody you weren't expecting to run into, and it will cause the delay, but it will be a very happy delay.
Okay.
And I always like validation. So if you ever want to call me back in after you do all that and tell me if that really happened, that would be great because I always love validation.
You got it.
I don't get my feelings hurt too easy, so that's all right.
All right.
But thank you for calling
Thanks
in.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.
All righty. So whoever I just made angry because I don't do future predictions like that, I apologize if anybody was offended by that, but I just don't do it. So at least maybe I saved you a phone call and a booking. That is really the reason I don't do it. That was just obviously one example that I give for why I don't do it, but I really genuinely don't do it, and that is my reason. So I'm going to pick up the next caller, which is caller 413. 413, you're on the air with Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for taking my call. It's really great listen and hear about everything. I'm really intrigued about...
To?
Hi, my name is Christina.
Christina. Okay, thank you, Christina. Go ahead.
Sure. I've been dabbling with art for years on and off, and I've been trying to I don't know if it's I haven't been brave enough to step out, or just really having an issue about my own self-validation about it. But I've been really interested in creating these spirit-based.
Are they
art,
nature-y?
You know,
but is it nature-based? Like nature? Is it like nature-based spirit art?
Yes.
Okay, because as soon as you started saying art, I started seeing like very nature-based, but almost nature-based, where you're not afraid to like throw little fairies in or throw little other things in there that are realm-like.
Yes, and part of me is like, part of me is very self-critical about it, or I'm not very afraid because I was, you know, like other people, trained to be
right.
something
Unfortunately,
else.
Unfortunately, that's coming through in the art. Meaning it may not look at it. When you look at it, you may not see it, but the energy within it, that is coming through.
Okay.
So when people are looking at it, touching it, they're feeling that lack of confidence. They're feeling that nervousness. They're feeling that anxiety.
Okay.
So my recommendation is to take a deep breath and just be within while you're doing it, and do not worry about anything besides what you're feeling and the total energy going into it, because it is something that you love, and it is supposed to be, and they're also saying used to be, something that brought you great calm and peace. It was like your thing you did to get to calm and peace. But it's almost flipped because you want to turn it into something else, to now something that actually doesn't bring that. It actually causes you this anxiety. So go back to the feel of, this is what brings my heart peace. This is when I feel at peace. This is what I do for myself. Go back to that energy as you put it in it, because that is your true heart energy that goes into it. In return, what will happen is people go near that artwork, they will then feel that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Does
that's
that make
a really,
sense?
Yeah. I've also had this really big draw. I've always been kind of flip-flopping between staying in the art realm and then going just back to being around horses, because that's like this other love of
Why
mine.
Can't you
and I'm
do
just
both?
Like, right. Because I live in a city. It's just a lot of stuff going on. I'm in this lurky place.
But that doesn't mean that you can't go visit to the places that resonate with you.
Right.
That's kind of getting caught up in the all or nothing realm. And you kind of can't get caught up in the all or nothing realm, because sometimes at stages in our life, it's not all or nothing. It's, you know what, at right now in this phase of my life, at some point I would love to be in an area where I'm always around horses and I spend my day with them because I love their energy. But right now my life does not constitute that, and I see that, although that's my dream for the future. But you know what? I can take time out for myself and go enjoy those things and appreciate that energy while I'm out there. That's kind of a mindset that a lot of the world has right now, is if I'm not going to get the whole ball of wax, then I'm just
right.
going to be frustrated because I didn't get it. Versus, okay, I don't have it all right now, and there must be a reason for that, because this phase of my life right now, that's not the best thing for me. But you know what? I really enjoy those horses, so I'm going to look around for a place that I can go periodically when I have free time and get that energy rebuilt. And accept
right,
that for what it is right now, and go enjoy that time and that energy and allow the rest of it to flow. But to remain in the frustrated energy of bouncing back and forth, you're only going to keep yourself frustrated.
Okay.
Okay.
But
put your heart
yeah.
back into your painting, because that is the big problem. I almost feel like when people go around it, they feel the anxiety of it.
Oh, wow.
The
okay.
energy is being put into the painting.
Okay. That's a really
okay.
insightful. Yeah. Okay. My other question is about.
It's got to be a quick one, because I've got other callers that have been waiting for a long time.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you so much for your time.
Nope.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome, hon. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
Me too.
Okay, I apologize for that, but I have a caller who's been waiting 52 minutes on hold, and I don't want to miss them by not being able to take their call. So I'm going to grab this caller, and then we're going to talk a little bit, and we'll see how much time we have left. Let's see. Area code 818. Hi,
hello,
Lisa.
Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Lisa. I'm Diane, and I'm fabulous. I love your energy. I love talking to you. So,
you're so sweet.
Would Spirit be able to give me a message, or do you want me to ask a question about my relationship? Either one is easy for me.
When I'm on the air, I prefer a question, because when I do a regular reading, it's different when they just start coming in with energy. But when I'm trying to grab, it is easier with a question. So go ahead.
So the relationship I ended in July, we haven't contacted each other. I think
somebody's
about
calling
him lately.
This is funny. Hold on. Before you, Diane, somebody, as soon as you started talking about him, called him a big poop.
Okay. I get it.
Like, he is just a crabby poop. That's kind of what I get. I don't actually get that he's mean. I get that he's just a crab. And he could be a little bit good energy, but for the most part, a lot of times you kind of looked at him and went, come on, you big dud. Let's go. Let's go do something more fun than this. And as much as you wish he would, and you kind of knew he had it in him to do it, and he'd be real fun if he wanted to be, he kind of just wasn't. And they're kind of just, like, making me feel like he was just kind of a big poop. But not a bad person.
True.
But maybe somebody who didn't quite fit with somebody as high energy as you are.
Well spoken. So it's a done deal. He has no interest in connecting again then, because it would probably be the same attitude.
I kind of feel like he doesn't dislike you. He cares about you. But I kind of just feel like, is he incredibly, like, I want to say melancholy. Like, I almost feel like he kind of looks back on it and goes, what the hell was the problem? I don't understand what the problem. Like, he was just in this happy little boring land, and everything was going just fine, and life was boring as it was supposed to be, and he was perfectly content in boring land. And, like, you're almost, like, jumping up and down behind him with, like, a birthday hat on and streamers and balloons going, come on, let's have fun. Let's have fun and do something fun. Come on, get off the couch. Let's go. And he was just like, No, that's okay, sweetheart. But he wasn't ever mean about it. He was just
boring. You're right. Do I think
is anything wrong with him? No. Do I think there's anything wrong with you? No. I just think he's too boring for you. And that's not bad, because some boring woman out there is going to be grateful for him. I just don't know that it's you.
Got it, darling. Do you think I'm done with relationships? I've been divorced 2 times. I'm kind of okay alone.
I really said, hell no. But, I literally heard that as soon as you said that. But it's going to be more so of fun. Like, just have fun. And they're telling, they're actually saying for you to stop using the word relationship.
Okay. I love that.
Just date.
Yeah.
Have fun. Yeah. It does not have to. Okay, I love you. You must be one of these people. I'm not criticizing, because I'm kind of one of these people. Like, you meet them, they're fabulous and sweet, and you go, this one would fit. And you kind of go all with it.
Right.
And that's not bad, but you miss out on so much fun. Because you're very comforting and you're very homey. And you don't mind being at home, and you have that personality that's very homey. But yet you want sometimes to just go out and be nuts and just have fun and not care about what anybody thinks. And you want to laugh and you want to sing and you want to dance and you want to talk to people and you want to do all these things. So they're kind of saying remove the word relationship from what you're saying.
Right.
And just change it to, I would like to go have fun, and if there is a fun person to go with me, I would enjoy their company.
Oh, I love this. I love this attitude. I'm flipping it.
And have a very good time doing it, and find fun people.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with the ex. I would even maybe send him a Christmas card. Like, there's nothing wrong with him. He's just too boring for you.
You're right. Plus, he won't commit. So,
because he sees no need. Like, and it's not that he doesn't care. He's just like, whatever.
Right.
Why would we need to do that? What's the big deal? It's not that he doesn't care. He just sees, like, no need to hurry or worry about anything. Sweetheart, leave his wonderful, boring energy for some low energy woman who's really looking for that. But it is not you.
I got it. Perfect. I'm so happy you reinforced that. You gave me such good insight. You made me smile, Lisa. God bless you. Feel
everybody
my energy back
smile.
At you. That's the key. And a laugh come with a smile, and it's a done deal. It's a good feeling.
And that's what I try and tell people. Sometimes even when I cry, I can laugh. I can joke. Even when I'm mad, I can laugh. I can joke. and this is a true story, and actually she's in the chat room. I took my girlfriend to the emergency room, and when I take anybody to the emergency room, like my kids, I have a house full of people with anxiety is all over my house. And I have a daughter who, bless her heart, has white coat syndrome beyond words. So whenever I have to take anybody to the hospital for the emergency room, whatever, I am a comedian the whole time. And at first, doctors and nurses usually look at me as though I'm a little mental, and they're not exactly sure what to do about that. But what actually is the truth is I have a lot of medical knowledge. So even though I'm joking with the person that I'm there with and I'm trying to make them laugh to lower their anxiety about what's wrong, I can stop and go, wait a minute, doctor, hello, I got a question for you. And I can ask them. But I believe that laughter and humor lightens up just about anything. My pitfall in life is my sense of humor can be a tad bit off. And so some people look at me and go, that's nice. People who know me will get it. But people also think because I do what I do, that I should always be rainbows and butterflies and fairy dust and blah, blah, blah. And my sense of humor, well, no, not usually. It's usually a little off, and I can be known to embarrass a person or two because of my sense of humor. But I do believe, just like you said, humor, laughter, find a way out
and
of it.
And smile. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It works. I'm
absolutely.
So there. I love that. It
that
every
is what
time.
I told. My other, yeah. I don't know how to word him. A little girl that I had in my life due to a relationship that I cared about very much, she was having difficulty making new friends. She's very, very, very shy. She's very shy. And we would sit and talk, and she'd go, I wish I had more friends. She's in high school, too. What a sucky age, you know? But she's in high school, too. And she's, I wish I had more friends. I wish I had more people that talk to me. And I said, sweetheart, I can tell you exactly what's wrong. And she said, what? I said, when you walk looking down. You're not welcoming. You're not engaging. And she said, well, Lisa, what should I do? I said, walk with your shoulders up and smile at strangers.
Exactly.
And she said, well, I don't know them. And I said, oh, my gosh, but what if you smiled at them and then you got to meet them because they smiled back or even said hello? And she said, well, what if they didn't? I said, what if they didn't? Then you smiled at a stranger. So what? Where's the harm?
Okay. Right. Better that you have tried.
Open your energy.
Regret not. Right. When
yes.
You regret,
open
you,
your
you never
energy
regret
to the world.
For flying. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm so into that.
You will never regret kindness. Even if
exactly.
Someone does not return it to you, or even if they are a big jerk, at no point is putting out kindness, even as something as small as a smile at a stranger, ever going to cause harm. Ever.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's better to be kind than to be right. Because when you're at a funeral and someone says, do you remember so-and-so? Yeah, they were so kind. You never say, yeah, they were so right. You only remember the kindness
exactly.
About someone.
Exactly.
I'm there.
You know what? That's yeah. Funny because I totally believe, and speaking of funerals, this you'll appreciate this, and this is why. When my I'm a widow. So when my husband passed away, I refused to call it a funeral or a wake. I called it a celebration of life. And my husband passed away young. He was only 47. And he was like
wow.
The life of the party guy that everybody loved. You know what I mean? Like, everybody loved him. Everybody knew him. He was just that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
And there was this picture somebody had taken at a birthday party. And they had said something to him, and my husband gave them the finger. And somebody snapped his picture. But that's him with a few beers. He didn't mean harm by it. He was just being funny. And somebody
sure.
Snapped his picture of him. So many people sent me that picture after he passed away and said, this is the essence of Don. Not that giving the finger was his normal, but just the energy of his humor in that was him. So, yes, in his service, which I called a celebration of life, I had made this big picture board, and that picture was planted dead center.
Incredibly
and I
big
had some
story.
People say, did you really put a picture of your husband flipping the bird on his memorial picture? And I'm like, yeah, you don't get much more him than that. Because you get to, it is a funny picture. And I'm like, you don't get much more him than that. So I could put all these, like, straight-faced, you know, over 25 years of marriage, you get some pretty bad pictures taken, you know. And I could have put all those up there because it would have been appropriate. But you know what? In general, it wouldn't have been appropriate because it wasn't him.
Exactly.
He would be the
and
guy with the beer in his hand that you said something sarcastic to, and he would give you the finger and laugh. That was my husband.
I love it. And it was your control, and you did what worked for you, and you brought laughter to the occasion. And I'm so sorry about your loss, Lisa.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
I'm so sorry.
Trust me, he's one of those people who wakes me up at 1:30 a.m., so I cuss at him still.
I
cuss at him still. And as a matter of fact, I even have his urn, and every now and then I get mad at him because my teenage girls are being brats, and I throw things at his urn and say, you only went up there so that you didn't have to deal with teenagers. And sometimes I get mad at it and I say, you only wanted to be in an urn so I'd have to dust, because you know how much I hate dusting. So I do appreciate that my husband is gone, and I miss him dearly in truth, but he is one of these things that wakes me up at 1:30 in the morning. So he, not every night, but he is one of them on occasion, and I see him often, and his energy is still comical.
And you're blessed to have that ability. Do you know how lucky you are? That's really positive.
I wish my
15-year-old
was on the air with me, too, because she has that ability, too, and she doesn't like it. And he messes with her all the time. And she refuses to speak to him because she has this philosophy at 15, is if I talk to these dead people, more will come. So she just completely goes for it. I want no part of this because I do not want these people coming. So she'll come into my room sometimes at night or whatever and go, Mom, yes, Kenzie, what's wrong? Make Dad stop it. Oh, good luck to that. I couldn't make him stop it when he was alive. I don't know what exactly you think I'm going to do now. Not going to happen. And
Lisa,
he's a
you're
comic
a comedian.
Woman. If she messes with her phone, he will totally, like, make her phone not work. And she knows it's him. Or he'll punch random numbers and buttons that she's not touching, and she knows it's him totally. And this is funny because when my relationship lived with me, when he was being a jerk, my husband would mess with his stuff because he was real where his things were. He was my boyfriend was really anal retentive about where his things were. And it was so funny because one morning he could not find his glasses, and it was absolutely ticking him off that he could not find his glasses. And he even went out to the driveway, and at that point it had happened so much, I kid you not. Now, my boyfriend was a big guy. He's standing in the driveway, and he's got a red face, and he's got pinched teeth, and he goes, if this is your husband messing with me, you tell him if he was alive, he would not like me very much. And I'm like, well, you tell him yourself, because he can hear you right now. I don't know what to say. So laughter can be brought
absolutely.
Into everything.
You know, let
do
me
I
just,
cry about my husband on occasion? Of course. But for the most part, you know what? You bring laughter into it, and you see, to me, that's the energy that you send out to the people who are no longer with us of, we appreciated you while you were here. Don't send them sadness. We appreciated you while you were here. We are grateful for those memories.
Exactly. Be happy for what we have, not what's gone. Appreciate what we
yes.
have. I love that theory. You know, let me ask you a quick question, Lisa. I too wake up 3 in the morning almost daily. So in my downstairs, I have wooden floors, and I hear crack. You know, when I walk on them, there's certain noises. You know, someone's the vibration. I hear that a lot in the morning, wee hours when I'm up. I'm not afraid, but I definitely know I have company in my home. And it's common, I'm thinking, with everybody. I can't connect with them, though. I don't know who it is. But it's here.
Here's the thing. I do not feel like it's somebody that you actually knew in life.
Even better. Good.
Okay. Even better, because they were probably a pain in the butt then.
Yeah.
No, I actually get the energy of an older teenage or young 20s male.
And just he probably lives in the house somewhere?
Possibly. I almost feel more so like he comes and goes. There's something about the energy of that room that's very comforting. There's something about you that's very comforting. But I get the energy of a male in his late teens, early 20s, and you can talk to him. And I say the name Eric.
Ooh, I love that. Good. Good.
So
then I'll be like your daughter.
Say, hey, Eric, are you around?
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Eric, you're around? Do you need something? I don't know. I get the name Eric as I say that. And here's the funny part. I am really terrible with names. So it came pretty clear. So I'm going to be pretty confident that his name is Eric. Just chat with him.
I'm going to. I'm excited
right.
you shared that. And then I'll be like your daughter. They'll all come. They'll all start coming over.
You know what? Once you open up the portal, remember, it's like flipping on the lighthouse. All the ships are going to see you. So, yeah, it's kind of true.
I hear you. I love you. Thank you so much for all your
Thank you. Nice calling in. It was great talking to you. You're fun. Alrighty. I know in the chat room they're asking, how long is this show? Is she going to shut up soon? I extended the show a few minutes, my lovely ladies, because I had so many callers and I wanted to get to them. And the callers that are still on, according to my switchboard, are listening and they don't have their little hands up to talk to me on the air. So I was trying to be courteous, my ladies in the chat room who are complaining about me not shutting up and the show being extended. I love you all. So, all right, I do have to kind of cut this short. I do have a lot of things to do today. I will be back Sunday night, either 7 or 8 o'clock. Truthfully, not sure yet, but somewhere around the 7 or 8 o'clock hour. I always do post it ahead of time on my Facebook page, so you're welcome to check there. Or like I said, if you would like to send an email to me letting me know that you don't log into Blog Talk or Facebook, but you'd like to know when the shows are, I can certainly give you a link on how to do that. Again, you can reach me at spirituallyguidedtruths.com. You can also reach me at spirituallyguidedtruths@yahoo.com. I do not do message reading on Facebook. I do not do email readings, but you are welcome to set up an appointment for a time. Many people ask this. Yes, I do. Readings over the phone. Energy is energy. It's everywhere. In a lot of ways, phone readings are even better because I'm only focused exactly on what I'm getting versus the distraction of somebody's expressions or somebody's reactions to something. So I thank you all for being here. For those of you that listen in, I see the archives are getting listened to very often because I know a lot of people are working on Wednesday mornings. If you choose to, I am trying to rebuild my name. I am trying to rebuild everything going on. If you choose to and you would like to, feel guided to, whatever happy words you want to use, send in an email letter of the experience you had with a reading or with a class. I would be happy to post it. If you do not want your name used, that's fine. Just note on there that you would just like your initials used, and I would be happy to keep that privacy there. But if you feel so guided to do that, I am greatly appreciative because I am rebuilding the website from scratch and the name from scratch, and those things would be very helpful. So again, Lisa at spirituallyguidedtruths.com. spirituallyguidedtruths@yahoo.com or on Facebook under the same name. Thank you, everybody, for coming, and I appreciate you being here, and I'm sorry for the extension. My lovely ladies in the chat room complaining. I love you all. I'm going to pop on a song, and then I am going to log out, but I will chat with you ladies for a couple minutes in there. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Smell of wine and cheap perfume. Have a great day, everybody. Be blessed.